Coach, how disappointing was this game for you guys? I know you would love to have gotten a win going into the bye week. You didn't get it done. How do you feel right now?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I thought we played. I thought we would play one of our better games today. Obviously, going into the bye week, having some time off, playing in front of the alumni, you know, a lot of guys here, and you know, I know it meant a lot to our football team. But to you know, play the way we did, as many mistakes, you know, you just can't have it and win. And so we got to go back and you know, be tough on ourselves and rest up a little bit, and you know, obviously play much better.
Coach, 13 penalties is a very uncharacteristic.
No, and they were killers too. You know, in the first half, we just had those really two drives, and that first drive was stopped by penalties, and the second drive we kept it going, but you know, at fourth and two we missed, and kind of you know took a little win out of our sails, but you know we had our opportunities in the second half and kept on stubbing our toes.
Did their defense, the way they played defense, did that force you into, because they keep everything in front of them, force you into somewhat a conservative approach offensively?
Well, it kind of looked that way because they weren't going to give the big play up. And we had a couple opportunities in there to, you know, move forward. And, you know, you can't keep on getting penalties and getting that long yardage, you know, situations. We overcame a couple of them, but just can't do it because, you know, we've been averaging about 7 yards a play, very similar to what Carolina did today. And I think today we were 4.5, so nowhere close to what we normally are.
Robert, at times seemed, I don't want to say confused, but first receiver wasn't available. How would you evaluate him immediately after this game?
Well, like I said, you know, every game's going to be a learning experience. You know, when you get down and you got a pretty good pass rush and, you know, you haven't been through all these scenarios before. So he's going to learn from this, just like we talked about at the beginning of the year. There is going to be some growing pains. There are going to be some tough games. But, you know, that's part of the process. But he's got so much talent, as we saw. And he made a couple plays here with his legs at the end and kept the drives going. And it kind of gives you a little idea on, you know, his potential. But, you know, the rest is just part of learning.
Robert, empty locker room here. It's quite quiet. Kind of the feeling that I think that is natural after a loss like that. How do you feel after that?
You know, just for me, it's tough to take losses. You know, right now we're sitting at 3-6, and everybody's going to criticize us and say that our record shows who we are. But I don't feel that way. And, you know, I hope the players feel that way too because, you know, we got this bye week coming up and sure you would love to come, you know, go into a bye week, you know, with a win so you can feel good about it. But, you know, guys just shouldn't come back if they're going to feel sorry for themselves. And, you know, I know for myself, I'm not going to stop working. I'm not going to stop putting it on the line every week, every play. Doesn't matter what the score is. You know, our job as football players is to go out there and battle. And that's what we got to do the second half of the season.
Was it the style of defense that the Panthers played that forced y'all, in our opinion, to be somewhat conservative approach, everything underneath?
You know, I think it was just we weren't executing. You know, they took a good approach to the zone read, so we got away from that. And Alfred did a great job running the ball. You know, he was running for 6 yards a carry there early in the game. And, you know, after that, it was
getting
just,
behind
yeah.
took you out of that.
Yeah, it took us out of that. And, you know, we just got to make sure we execute and hit the plays that are there. And guys just, you know, I don't think anybody's, you know, scared or anything like that. But guys just have to make sure they go out there and know that they're men. They're the best players in the world at what they do. That's why they're in the NFL.
Another word, frustration, isn't in your dictionary, but how would you describe the emotions here going into the break for you personally?
You know, for me, it's just an uneasy feeling because, you know, I'm not in my opinion, I'm not a loser. And it doesn't matter what the record says, I'll never carry myself like a loser. So, you know, I'm not happy. You know, I don't really smile after losses that much, especially now because we're in dire straits. We got to get wins. We got to make sure that we can stay in the race and hopefully still make the playoffs. So for me, it's an uneasy feeling because you just don't know what to say or how to feel. So the only thing I know to do is to fight back.
But the team, you know, it's tough for us. You know, we've been working. We've been putting in.
Yeah,
it depends on the play. I saw it before it happened. You know, it was tough for us. You know, we've been working hard. We've been practicing hard. Everybody is working, doing the things we need to do, and it was a tough day for us.
Where do you go from here? I know you got a week off. That's a long time to think this over, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it's tough because we're going on a bye week. We got a bad taste in the mouth that we didn't want to have. So we just got to keep getting better, you know. Just keep come back off the bye, work hard, and just keep doing the little things that we need to do.
Did you do anything different that you weren't expecting today?
No, not at all. You know, we did everything that we was practice, defense, As in Carolina defense, they didn't do nothing different than what we expected. And we just got to capitalize. We had a couple penalties. We had a couple chances in the red zone that we didn't get points. So we got to capitalize on those.
All right, thank you.
Like a very conservative approach. Everything underneath, they played deep.
I mean, you know, that's what we expected. That's what we saw on film. They played a whole lot of zone. They played played a couple of little cover two. Safeties got deep and stuff like that. So we just had to capitalize on the opportunities we had.
Patient, huh?
Yeah, we had to be patient, and eventually it was going to come.